Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., the man who is glad that you are with me on another Power Friday. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, would you believe if I told you? Welcome everybody to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., the man who is glad to have you back with me on another Power Friday. Ladies and gentlemen, would you believe me if I told you the first day of December is tomorrow? How long ago was it that we celebrated Independence Day? Juneteenth, of course, June 19th. And then Independence Day, July 4th. How long ago? Wasn't that just 6 or 7 weeks ago? Maybe 9 weeks ago? Time is flying. It's moving on. Well, we did celebrate those, and then just 3 days ago, we celebrated Thanksgiving, and now Christmas, just around the corner. In fact, it'll be Christmas in about 6 or 7 days. Well, that's probably what it's going to seem like with time moving the way it does, but I ain't complaining. We just got to make sure we adapt and adjust. Make sure we're still getting our proper rest, getting to bed on time, so that we can be about the business of doing what we need to do with enough speed and efficiency that we still get it all done. Now, that means, of course, we still got to keep the quality in it. Can't just be efficient and fast, but no quality. The quality's got to be there, too. And that's why I said we got to get that proper rest because, ladies and gentlemen, we have no choice but to move faster. Time is not slowing down. It's going to keep picking up speed. I've forgotten the name of that organization that was able to take a look at time and confirmed several years ago that time is indeed moving at a faster clip, a faster rate of speed, and has been doing so for some years now. So it is not our imagination. It really is happening. So in just a little while, we will be celebrating Christmas. We will be celebrating. Of course, we're in the holiday season. And I imagine some of you have already started making some purchases for people you want to surprise, whether they be grandchildren or whether they be children or parents, whoever they may be. I know. One of the things we did when we met with relatives for Thanksgiving, knowing that we would not, well, being fairly certain that we would not also be seeing each other during Christmas time, they had the Christmas gift exchange. What was it, while we were eating or just before we ate or just after we ate? Yeah. And so I thought that was pretty cool. And we did it, I've forgotten what you call it, but that game where everyone brings a gift and you pull a number and you get whatever gift matches that number. And someone else, if they want to, if they like that gift better, they can take it and you have to swap with them whether you want to or not. That's the way they did it. So we did that on Thanksgiving Day instead of Christmas since, like I said, we know that there's a good chance we won't see each other on that holiday. So anyway, just different ways to do it. Hope that you all are helping to build relationships. Help to build relationships. I know it's getting trickier. You know, one of the things that I shared with you several weeks ago is the fact that we have some researchers who have discovered that, at least in America, I'm not sure about what's happening in other parts of the world, but definitely in America, because of politics, you have family members who are spending less and less time with each other at the Thanksgiving table because of the hostility and the malice that are involved with politics and political discussions. And I, like I said, I shared this with you all before as well. I had been saying probably about 10 years ago that the day would be coming when we would see more and more families falling out over politics. It wouldn't just be this group against that group. I said we're going to see family members really falling out over politics. And that is definitely happening. The researchers said that at this point, on average, families are spending an hour and a half less time together on Thanksgiving Day than they used to because of the negative vibes that come from the political discussions. What are you doing to help counter that in your own families? And that, of course, certainly not just Thanksgiving Day, but Christmas, New Year's Day, the rest of the year. And the interesting thing about it is the problem is not going to go away. Let me tell you that right now. The problem is not going to go away. We're going to continue to see more and more people who will be becoming progressively more malicious and hostile, and as a result, hateful because of the political views that they embrace more and more mightily. And on the flip side of that, because of the political views that they reject more vehemently. And as you're seeing, there are a lot of people who will not separate their hatred for a view from the person who holds that view. I shared this with you before, too. There are so many people who will not make that difference. And as time goes on, these people are going to be ready like powder kegs. They're going to be ready to explode. We're going to see more and more of the stuff like that guy whose heart was so full of hatred in West Virginia that he decided to run over a lady whose views, political views, and views about race were different from his own. She was all for justice and proper treatment of people regardless of race. He was a racist. He was for racial division and racial hostilities. So he used his car and killed her. We got to keep praying. We got to keep hoping for the best. But understanding the context, what is the best? And ladies and gentlemen, sometimes the best is not something that will come up in the here and now. We got to keep striving for what is right and for what is good, what is just. But don't expect to see any massive turnarounds. And when I say massive, I mean the masses. Millions and millions of people changing their minds and their hearts. We've got to keep working with them the same way they keep working on us. But don't be surprised as we see more and more people saying, hey, look, this is wrong. We shouldn't be feeling this way about people of color. We shouldn't be feeling this way about poor people. We're going to see people like that standing up more and more, but they're going to be eventually outpaced by those whose hearts are filled with hatred. And all of that will serve as a precursor for the coming tribulation, where people who stand for what is right and good and just, as they follow Christ, will be hated, hated, hated. Hatred will become the order of the day, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you. You watch. Hatred will become the order of the day. That is what people are going to be doing. And there will be people there are people today. I know some people who are for years, and when I say years, 10, 12, 15 years, claim to love someone who I know for a fact they spent years trying to harm in one way or another. My point being this, the people are going to continue to talk love. Yep, they're going to talk love, but they're going to continue to hate. And I do mean hate. I'm not using that term loosely. I don't mean they're going to just, you know, have a few feelings and misgivings about this person or that person. They're going to hate them. And you can best believe it is, the hatred is not going to be contained in a context where it's just going to be people of this ethnicity hating people of that ethnicity. Look, there are people within the same ethnicities, including in the black race, who seek the harm of other members of the black race. That's nothing new. That is nothing new, ladies and gentlemen. It is nothing new. You can best believe it is not going away. So that's part of the reason that I encourage you to develop ways to experience peace and joy despite how ugly circumstances become, despite how ugly people make life. Can you imagine folks who are passionate about maintaining a system that will ensure that our drinking water becomes in shorter supply and what is left becomes more and more polluted? Can you imagine people who are passionate about doing everything in their power, as not only as politicians, but as constituents, to ensure that our air is as dirty as possible? What I'm saying is there's not going to be a lot of logic to this. And you're going to be trying to talk with them, reason with them. There will be no reasoning. Once people commit themselves to a dark course and they decide that they're going to have their hearts filled with hatred no matter what, it becomes extremely difficult to reason with them. And then that vicious cycle, just like a chain reaction, just keeps moving forward with greater and greater energy, dark energy, negative energy, with greater and greater energy, and eventually at faster and faster rates of speed as people push their agendas towards their dark goals. That's going to get worse. I'm telling you now, there's no need for us to be hiding our heads in the sand and pretending that, look, ladies and gentlemen, just look at what's been going on. I'm not saying there will be no beauty to be seen whatsoever. I'm not even suggesting that. That's part of the reason that I'm saying, let's develop the ability to experience peace and to experience joy no matter what. That's also part of the reason that I emphasize family so much. And I encourage you frequently to come together to make home, if no place else, home, a place of refuge, a place where we can be refreshed, restored, revived. And don't get me wrong, I know, in our homes, in our places of worship, the drama is going to increase, especially as people continue to mix false biblical doctrines with politics and become more and more hostile towards those who do not share their views. It's going to get worse and worse. My recommendation is that we do what you've heard me recommend a number of times. Develop a beautiful relationship with our Creator, because really and truly, you study the scriptures, you'll see that that's where reconciliation begins. We are to be reconciled with each other, but the primary emphasis of reconciliation in Scripture has to do with reconciliation between man and Creator. Very often, if you don't let that part be taken care of, the rest won't happen. So, anyway, better relationship, especially with our Creator, but also some of those activities you engage in that help you unwind, whether it has to do with playing an instrument, whether it has to do with deep breathing, whether it has to do with muscle relaxation exercises. You know what we've been talking about over the years. And off and on, I bring it back so that you'll be reminded, hey, there is something we can do to help, even if it's just a little bit. All right, when we come back, I want us to resume our soaring, where we take a look at some of the awesome principles that Dr. Stephen Stassi shares in his book about how we can develop our brains deliberately, consciously, develop our brains in such a way as to help us live a better life. More soaring in just a few.